Shalom Aleichem. Our Mishnah Yomi journey through Bava Kamma is almost complete. On Monday, Yom Sheni, Bezrat Hashem will do the last Mishnah in Bava Kamma and begin Bava Metzia. But right now we're in chapter 10 of Bava Kamma, Mishnah Vava. Gozel et Chaveiro. Someone stole from someone else. Oshalovamina, or he simply borrowed something from him. Osha Hifkid Lo, or he had an item deposited by him, that, you know, the one guy deposited an item to look after it, and he wants to return it to the original owner. So what is the story? Be Yishuv, if the theft or the borrowing or the receiving the item to deposit was in the Yishuv, in the inhabited area, Lo Yachzer Lo Bamidbar. Don't go out to the wilderness to return it to him, even if the real owner is out in the wilderness on a trip. You know, wait till he gets back. It might not be safe. There might be bandits, might get lost. Not let's say Bamidbar. If the borrower or the watcher accepted this item on condition that he can go out to return it to the owner out in the midbar, maybe he's a shepherd or something, yachzir lo bamidbar. He could return it even there in the midbar. The real owner is actually expecting that. It's interesting, in Elul, we have a concept called melech besode. It means the king is in the field, and it's an esoteric concept. It's probably in Kabbalah, but Kabbalah's a little too advanced for me. I'm just sticking to the Mishnayot and the Shas. But the idea is the king is not in the palace surrounded by walls and guards and officers and towers. The king has come out to us, to the people, to meet us face to face. So it's an amazing thing. When we're doing tshuva, when we're yachazir lo, bamidbar, we're yachazir basode. We are returning our souls, returning ourselves, returning what we could be to Hashem. And Hashem has made himself accessible to us to facilitate this return. That's what Elul is about. It's a beautiful month. It's a beautiful idea. Let's go on to Mishnah Zayin. Omer l'chaveiro. Someone says to his friend, Gazolticha, I stole from you. Maybe not such a good friend. Or Hilvitani, or you lent me money. Hivkota, you deposited something with me that I should watch it. Ve'eni yadeya mechazarti l'cha im lo yechazarti l'cha. But I don't remember if I returned or gave it back to you, returned your item, returned, repaid what I stole. Also important to do tshuva when there's a suffix, when we're not sure if we caused a problem, we're not sure if we fixed it. Also important to do tshuva on the sfeikot, on the possibility of having done something wrong. So chayiv l'shalem. So he came and admitted that he knows he owed something, but he doesn't know if he ever paid. He must pay. So because he's sure he took, but he's not sure he gave back. Avolim amarlo. But if he told him, Eini yodeya im gezolticha, I'm not sure if I stole from you, im hilvitani, or I borrowed from you, you deposited something by me, potter mishalom, he doesn't have to pay, because here it's just a maybe. He thinks, maybe I gave to you, maybe I owe you, but he's not sure, so he doesn't have an obligation. The Bartner points out from the Gemara that the person who thinks he's owed the money to can actually take this person to court, this maybe person, in order to make him take an oath, a shvat hesed, an oath that in fact he has not retained the money, and it is not to his knowledge owe any money. Shabbat shalom, and please take advantage of Hamelech Basadeh. Happy Elul. Tizkulu Mizhot.